pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Vigilante justice was more interesting before the current political climate, but it has its roots in the 70s. Sort of counter response to the progressive movement of the late 60s. And anyway, what we have here is Bruce Willis playing the most recent sort of Charles Bronson incarnation. Also, Dirty Harry falls in that line of someone who decides to take the law into their own hands because it doesn't work, and ironically, usually is a white male, usually a little older, and often the root of their frustration and anger tends to be minorities in the service of protecting, and literally a patronizing protection of a female. And so that's Death Wish. So as long as if you can get past the political obviousness of the format, then you might get to actually enjoy the film, which within that genre, which is an incredibly reactive and conservative genre, it does some interesting things. Director Eli Roth, of course, has had some stuff that he's done with Tarantino that's been somewhat interesting. He actually directed one of the Hostel movies, and did the original Cabin Fever, which is a horror film. So this is a horror film of a different kind. This is a horror, the horror of being basically an older white man in 2018, and the movie plays out a lot of the fantasies of fear, and that is a woman who, his daughter, who has been the victim of a violent crime and committed by minorities. So there's a ton of problematic stereotyping and archetyping here, and it's really hard to get past that in 2018. It has such a central role in the film itself. It's sort of harder to root for Bruce Willis in this capacity than in the 1970s, before there was a consciousness of the impact of these tropes on existing populations. So the film stands as an interesting counterpoint to where most of cultural norms are. And that's, I guess, one of the nice things to say about it. Again, Also Falls is a solid addition to a problematic genre that has had a lot of success. Most recently in the Dirty Harry and sort of the I guess you could put the Denzel Washington Man on Fire ones and the Liam Neeson Taken into that genre, although those are more interesting takes. I think it has problems, but you know, if you like this genre, it's very watchable.